We are learning Mesechtas Chulin Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting on the bottom of Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph by Tnan Hasam, approximately nine lines from the bottom. The first words are on a Tefach Kaf. We're starting from Tnan Hasam. This is actually a Mishnah in Mesechtas Kelim. So the Ayim will learn those Mishnah's Tyrus has a much easier time learning these Gemaras. Tnan Hasam says in the Mishnah Azoy, Talis Shehischel Ba Lekayru. You have a talis that became tummy. So, if you don't want to be toivel your talis, because be quite waterlogged, if you toivel your talis, picture, you know, your talis you're diving with, you're stuck it into the water to toivel it, be gans waterlogged, take a month to dry it out. So, he has a new answer. They rip it. You rip the talis till it's not a talis anymore, and then you sew it back up, and that's halacha. If you break the keli, it's a way to matar it. So, it says the Mishnah like this. Talis hishchil ba l'kayra. You started ripping it, started tearing it. Kimin chenikra. Once you nikra ruba, it's torn, roiv of the length of the talis, shuvei nechibur. It's not considered mechubur, even if it's chubur on the bottom. V'tayra, and it's tayra. Because it's not a talis anymore. A talis is something that's big, it covers you. Now, even though, like the Rashi Bavarns, it's still a nice size, that if this would start off that way, it could mekabel toma. But since it started off as a talis now, and I tore the talis, and roiv, it loses shame talis. And Rashi has a kasha, we find in other places where you break a keli, it loses its tumas medris, but still has tumas maga. So he answers, Rashi answers, that's not shver from that place, because they were talking about that there was two tumas on that talus over there, that it was a zov touched it and a zov sat on it. So there, if I destroy the medris, it still has tumas maga. But here, it was one tum on it, and once I tear it and take away that tumah, there's no tumah whatsoever. So kivin shenikra ruba shuv ein echibar v'tayr. That's the Mishnah, Kshmaka Mishnah. Comes Rav Nachman, B'shem Rav Avuah, and says like this. Rav Nachman, Rav Avuah, lo yishonu talis tevelas yoyim. The only time you can rely on tearing it roiv and saying that's enough is only by a talis that you tackle with tevelet. You made it waterlogged. But you don't want to wait to shkia. You wanted to use it now already. So then you're tearing it now to make it tahira now before it gets dark, before it gets shkia. The migud lechasala. That since you're not worried about this talis, you even put it into the mikvah of atvila, lechayis love karla ruba. You're not going to be so careful in karla roiv. Why? We're worried the guy's not going to rip his talis baroiv. He doesn't want to. It's so expensive, his talis. He's going to tear it so much, so he'll tear like the. What do I have to do? He won't do roiv. But you see, he's not so makban on his talis. He was tevelin. So him we're not mak. Him we're not worried. He'll do roiv. But zokt Rav Nachman b'shem Rav Avuah avatal ha. Because he has to wait to Harav Shemesh. He doesn't wait to Harav Shemesh. He needs it now. He doesn't wait till Shkia. Aval talis she'ena tevula tevelas yoyim, but talis they never tevel, loy, you cannot be soymich on tearing it beroif. Why? Zeyro adim loy osu the mikri ruva. Was scared, you're not going to do it beroif. You're only going to do half, and you're going to call it roif. That's what he's saying. If you weren't tevel it, you have to, you can end a kula, Rashi says. You have to tear the whole thing into two. Because we're trusting you with the roiv. Because you're so makban on it. But if you toivel it, then already we see you're not makban on it. That's what Rav Nachman wanted at the time. I'm a rabbi. Rabbi has a bunch of kashas. Rav Nachman, different kashas from Bryce's. First, we have a kash in Svara. Rabbi says, I don't like what you're saying. Stay true with Svadaba. Chada, first of all, if you do that, people are going to see you had a talis to begin tummy. You went to the mikveh. Everyone saw you had a mikveh, this huge talis. And then, an hour later, I see you wearing it. Ooh, I see you don't even have to wait to shkia. Yeah, our minigas don't wait to shkia. So that's going to say. So it's a problem. So Mars cash is, if you allow this, you'll have a problem of that people will think that a tful yoim is enough. That's cash number one, isn't like this shot. But oid, another cash, yes, on top of our base now. Oilus oif, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. Oilus oif, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, who says that it's enough. Oilus oif, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, ligzer dimly osnum ever rev shnayim. Oilus oif is enough. Rav, he says by Rashi explains. Rabbi Shimon holds that by oilus oif, you don't separate it into two. You just do rev shnayim, and you can't do the whole two shurim, right? You can't do the whole two simanim. Lo yavdil, he says the halacha is there. And so here, make a gzeira that you're not going to do, that roiv shouldn't be enough, because you're not going to do roiv shtayim. And Tosfos explains what he wants, what's your kasha, what do you want to do? You want to cut it all two into two? You're not allowed to. It's gzeira's kasha. So Tosfos says, that's mashma, roiv shtayim is enough, even 51%. The Gemara's kasha is, if you're worried about this thing, you should make him do Reiva Nikar. Now, what was bothering me when I saw this Gemara, why have to run to the Rav Shimon? Have a kasha like this. We know when you shech the animal to eat a piece of Solomon's meat, it's enough to do Reiv Shnayim. It's a Mishnah, Reiv Shnayim. So why we ask every time Reiv Shnayim, you're not going to do Reiv? Why that is kasha? Teretz is, no, it's not a kasha. Why? Because the talus is a reason why he doesn't want to do Reiv. He cares about his talus. So Gemara's kasha is saying to Oyos Oif. Oyos Oif, you're not allowed to split it into two. You're not allowed to. So the guy by me so careful and not even do right. That's the kasha. The Maram explains this very gushmak. That's the Moros kasha. Moros kasha is that if you worry that when someone's careful, he's not going to do right. So how's Elsa Oif good if you're Elsa Oif? You need Rav Shnayim there. Maybe he won't do Rav Shnayim. So that's the two kashas on Rav Nachman. Kasha number one is that if you were he's saying dafka by Tevel Yoyim, if I care, it's Kama Churba. They're going to think Tevel Yoyim is enough that day. Number two is that if you're worried about Rav, how's Rav Shnayim work going to Elsa Oif Shimon? Both things are not shvar. The Gemara is Yerusham Yom Ritvila Basiyom Oyla that people are going to say that Tvul Yom is enough. Korea Machigala. You see, Klo was torn. So if it was torn, everyone knows that the reason why you're being matir is because it was torn. It has a big seam down the middle now. But the Gemara is Oyla Shvar Shimon Ligzar. You want to be by Oyla Shvar? We're not worried. Kanam Jesus Man. Kanam has reason, and therefore that we're not worried about that. And we said we're not worried about. By a chulim because there is no reason to be makir. You'll just do all the zmanim. So that's why it's not a kasha. That's the two kashas we asked on Rab Nachman. We answer both of them, and we answer both kashas. So I'll think more about it. Toshima. And what's with us is like if this contrary gemara, it's not negay if not. Toshima. So we're going back on Rab Nachman's halacha that he says that. By Roiv, we're worried that you're not going to do, he says, only if I already show that I don't care about Talos, do you trust him, he's going to tear it by Roiv? If not, I don't trust him. So the Gemara Toshma, we have in our Mishnah, Hamafshit Bebehema Uvachaya. This is why it comes to our Sugah, because this is right from the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Hamafshit Bebehema Uvachaya, Betmei Betaira. Someone is flaying and skinning his animal. Taking off the skin of a hema, a chaya, a tmeh, a tairo, a bedak, a gasa, a shtiach, to make a tablecloth, kedei achiza. When it's a sheer kedei achiza, then it's considered a yad. Ho yasem kedei achiza, more than kedei achiza, it's tar. Amai, ligzor, dom loy osi le mebad, ela kedei achiza, vekanoga, betumod, vekanoga, betumod, vekamaterilei. The kasha is that here we're saying if it's more than kedei achiza, so there we're going to say it's not a problem. If you touch that yad, or if the yad touches me, in every case, it's nothing happening. What do you mean? Maybe, who said he did that kedei achiza? Maybe he didn't do more than kedei achiza. Dimmali osi lemebet ala kedei achiza v'konaga batoma v'komatrin lemebetarim. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So now you have to understand. The few what we just explained, what's Mars Kasha? Didn't we just say that the only time we worry you're not going to do Roiv is only when you have a reason not to stop, right? We said by Solomon's meat, you'll shech the whole thing, the whole two simonim. We said, Dafka by Oso if you're scared, and we said by a talus, you know, here you don't want to take off too much skin. I think that's the point there. You're trying to flay the skin. What in the world is Mara talking about? So, Baruch Hashem, we have a Taisa that's out of order. So, the Taisa is the fourth Taisa on the Amid, it's really blowing on top. But Dilma Le'asa Me'abak Kedei Achiza. Frank Taisus, Hey Malari, the fourth Taisus, Hey Malari, the might Paruch, Alei Chayes Olah, the Mafshah Behema, but he writes a good Mufshah, he wants it to be Mufshah, Mamshah Pliyah Tzuma. B'yashloimah, the Hocha Chayes, Shalahav Shaharbe, Shalzu Noyach Otal Pohavshit. He wants to schlep it this way, schlep it that way, and he doesn't want to take off too much at a time, because it's easier to carry it around. That's what Taisus Teretz is. The others say the Lev Aryeh wants to answer. Lev Aryeh is on this Tosis. He has a raya from Rashi later on that did not like Tosis. So he's a little different mahalach. He learns that here the case is that we're having two people doing the flaying. One guy starts it off, and the other guy finishes it. Like the closer, the starter and the closer over here. So here the starter doesn't want to work too hard. He wants to work the minimum. He has to set it up that started off. So he does the minimum. So therefore, he doesn't want to work too hard, so we're worried he won't do a kedei achiza. That's the way Lev Aryeh learns. Here's the reason why he doesn't want to finish it, because he wants to work as least as possible. He won't do kedei achiza. No, he won't do more than kedei achiza. The point is, he won't do more kedei achiza. That makes it no tumah anymore, no more yad. So Mar's kasha is, maybe not going to do it, so Shah says, why wouldn't he do more? So Taisis Pshat is because he still wants to use it as a handle. The Lev Aryeh Pshat is it doesn't work too hard. It's too malach. That's Mor's Kasha. The Mor's Kasha is basically why we're worried he's not going to do more Gdei Chizeh. More Gdei Chizeh is Tahira. He's not going to do more Gdei Chizeh. And for the Gemara, Iba Tumma De Raisa Hachinam. If we're talking about Tumma De Raisa, and that's what our Mishnah Mesechas Kalim is talking about, that's why I make a Gzeira. Hachimai Askin, and our Mishnah is referring to and talking about Tumma De Rabbana. By a Tumma of the Rabbana. Which means it's not Tumma De Raisa. So Mor says, Tainach. Now remember, the yad has two functions here. Either to take tumah from the behemoth, bring it to me, or if I touch the yad, it brings tumah to the thing. So which tumah do Rabbanu talk about? So teimach, tumah b'tahira, that's good. Like Rashi says, what's the case? The case is that the person is tumah b'Rabbanu because he went in Rosh Veruba into Mayim, which makes him a shnia, and the behemoth must be kachim, like the Marshal says, because the Rashi says behemoth is kachim, the Marshal says it has to be because a shnia doesn't make chul and tumah. So it has to be behemoth's kachim. I'm making the, and behemoth can't be a truma, by the way, because behemoth is not truma. So the only way it could be a shnir, it could make a tumah, is only if it's kachim. So the case will be is, tainach, if I'm tumah, a tumah d'rabbana, which is mayim shuvim, and the behemoth's kachim, I can stand on mishnah. Tainach, tumah d'hira. Tar b'tumaya, but how is it possible that the behemoth is only a tumah d'rabbana? Which tumah d'rabbana is on a behemoth? Tar b'tumaya, tumah d'raisi. An avela is tumah d'raisa. So the Gemara b'treifa. We're talking about a treifa. And a treifa is only tumah d'rabbana. Freyti Gemara, Treifa Bas Tamuyi, is Treifa Tamei, since when is Treifa Tamei? Gemara, in, yes, Kadavu de Shmuel, Damavu de Shmuel, Treifa Shachta Matam Makadoshim. By Kachim, a Treifa Shachta is Tamei, and here this behemoth is Kachim, and it's Matam. A behemoth that's Kachim, that's a Treifa, is Matam. That's what the Gemara's Tarot says. So what's Abish talking about? Behemoth or Kachim? That's the comment of the Fidus Tarot. So we had a big kasha because we want to get a chizah. Why are you not worried? You're not going to do so much. Tarot is tumah to d'rabbana. Think about tumah d'rabbana. What's the case? Mor says it has to be either you're a tumah d'rabbana. You're making that tameh. It has to be kachim. Or the behemah is treifa. What's also kachim? Making you tameh. So adkan the Gemara. I'm just telling you what Tveres Yaakov's kasha. Tveres Yaakov asks a bumba kasha. He says, "What are you talking about? You're talking about treifa? It says." Behema, Chaya, Temeya, and Taira. By Temeya, that's Shayach Trefa. By a camel, that's Shayach Trefa. Cash number one. Cash number two is, by Temeya, that's Shayach Kachim. By a Chaya, it's not Shayach Kachim. One of the world's Moros Tarots. Adkan, I in the Svarim HaKadoshim, or listen to your local raid, by maybe for one in a million chance to answer this Kasha, but I in Shom. But this is a Bomba Kasha over here on Parshat Pshat in the Gemara. Parshat Pshat in the Gemara here, it's a great question. Shkoyach for the Oilim from Mechavim. Parshat Ma. Right in the Gemara. So back we're still Rav Nachman and Rav Ravua here. Remember, Nachman says Ravua that we'll worry you're not going to do right. So the fun continues. Toshima, Rabbi Distoye ben Yehuda Moshim Rabbi Shimon Oimer. This is already to Sefta also. It says like this: Hamavship is Shrotzim. If someone is skinning he wants to make a nice leather jacket out of lizard leather, something like that, a frog leather, I'm not sure. Hamavship is Shrotzim. So if someone's being mafshed the skin off the shrotzim, it's a chibur, and therefore it transmits tumah. Achi yafshed as kuloi, until you skin the entire shrotzim. Shrotzim have a din, you have to do the entire thing. Even more than kdei achiza, it's still hanageya b'mufshed as tumah, like Rashi speaks out. Because shrotzim are very hard to skin. If you ever try to skin a lizard, it's hard stuff. Very hard to skin, therefore, consider a chibur the whole time. And it's always considered a yad. So a mafshim shorts mechibur. Achi yafs is cool. To do the whole thing. So what's the deal? Chaba gomel. See, it's a camel. Ain't a chibur. It's not a chibur already after you pass the achiza. Now, the Gemara's kash is, a gomel is definitely not a kachim. It's definitely tamad deraisa. It's definitely an avela. So the deal is, chaba gomel in a chibur. So you see, when you get to morning de achiza, it's not a chibur. So why not worry? You're not going to do morning de achiza. Same kasha as before, but now we're showing vadites by a gomel. So a gomel in a chibur. Like tomorrow, loy tema ha ba gomel in a chibur le'ema ba orshal tzaver in a chibur. We're coming to lafuke that when you skin an animal, the whole thing's considered a chibur, like we said. If you're skinning it for a chemas, so the whole thing is a chibur until you reach the neck is a machloikis. So ema ba orshal tzaver in a chibur. That deer is not a chibur. Rabbi Yechon Nuri, and it's going according to Rabbi Yechon Nuri holds that the thing around the neck is not a chibur. Why not? Because it comes right off. It comes right off. I, the fear of Yechon Nuri also, why are you worried that he might not do it so good. He might not. He might say, "I'm up to the tzaver. I really not up to the tzaver." Zok Rashi, you know, that's very nicker. When you pass the chaza and you're up to the tzaver, it's very nicker. He's not going to say, "Oh, I'm up to the tzaver already. I'm really attached to the chaza." That not get mixed up. So the already, Rechel was saying, when you get to the tzaver, it's tahara. It's good. So it's not shver. By Mufsha Torah by there, Takatar. So it comes out fear of Nachman. In our Mishnah where it says, it's only by Tumah Derabanan. By Tumah Deraisa, it's not. The only time even by Tumah Deraisa it's good is only when it comes to Mufsha, the entire animal, and you're up to the Tzavar. There, Rabbi Yechim and Uru will say, it's not a Chibar already. Ah, you can tell me, maybe it won't go there so far. No, that's clearly Nicker. But once you reach the neck, there, a Takabi, Torah, even by a Tumah Deraisa. So that adkan this part of the sugya with the part of the roiv and not roiv. So the Gemara vayta. Any questions till here? Good, clear. It's kedai to re-listen, but it is very clear. Baruch Hashem. Amar Rav Huna Mishum Rav Shimon Rav Yosi. Vayta. Amar Rav Huna Mishum Rav Shimon Rav Yosi. They're like this. Lo yishanu. So now we're going back to this talis. Okay, this talis you give a good tear. You tore it, but Roy, what it was saying? Nothing doing. This talus is ice talus. It's Tyra. It's not a talus anymore. You need to give a good tear down the middle. Roy, it makes it ice. Amar Rav Huna, Shem Rav Yesi, Loy Shanu, El Shloy Shire Bakadem Bafaras. It's only if, when you tear up a Roy, you didn't leave over enough for a head covering. I was Shire Bakadem Bafaras, but if you left over, Kadema Faris is a chibur. That means, let's say the length of this talus is 8 feet long, and I cut 5 feet. I cut up a roid. No, it's no good. Since you left 3 feet, and that's good for my faris, it's still going to be tummy. As he says, you need more than just roid. You have to also can't leave all over too much. Avashavi and faris is chibur. That's one halacha. Not halacha. On my stock, because we should know talus. This whole halacha that you tear up a roid, it's enough. It's only by a talus. Only by something that's made out of cloth. But something made out of, if you have a leather talus, then cholam, that since it's very strong, whatever is attached, is naturally attached, very strong. You can't just tear it, it's very hard to tear. So then, you can sew it back very easily, and therefore, like Rashi says, you can sew it back very easily, therefore it's still considered a full talus. By or, it's cholam. It means you don't have a hat to write, you gotta tear it completely two into two. That's the only way to do it. He says, also, no, if I cut it, that's enough. It's also loichalim, it's not considered attached, even though it's attached on the bottom. So you have a chalik and shlach, because now will be the discussion now next Gemara. You have a piece of R, and you tore up a roiv, does that help, like a talus? So Rav Yitzchak says, no, because since it's so strong on the bottom, I can just sew it back, and it's as good as new. Rabbi Yechon says, no, you tore up a roiv, that's enough. Rabbi Yechon asks Kasher Shlakish. They ask him from a Mishnah Maseches Kelim. Zok to Mishnah Maseches Kelim, Ar Tomei Medris. You have an Ar Tomei that was a Medris. You used it as a bed. You slept in a tent and you had this thing spread out and you lay down on it and the guy was a Zav. The thing is Tomei Medris. What's the Eitzah? Chishuv Alav L'Ritzuyas Asant. And he said, you know what? I'll make this into shoelaces and shoes. Kivan Shinasan by Ismail. Once you start cutting it, tar. The Rabbi Yehuda says, you start cutting it, boom. It's ice talus. It's ice, this is not like actually a mattress. It's ice mattress. It's not a mattress anymore. Now it's a shoe. And the lach is, it's tahira. B'chamer, no. Atchim etenu mechmeish tvachim. You have to make it less than 5 tvachim. But if it still retains 5 tvachim, that's a shear that I could become a mattress still again. It's not tahira. But it sounds like it is. Ki might lay me a tar. Didn't Rosh Lakish just tell us that if it's attached a little bit on the bottom, and I can't watch, it's very easy to sew back, and therefore it's not Torah. Here it's Master, less than 5 tvachim is Torah. So, to bump a kasher on Rosh Lakish. It's based on the first Mishnah like Rosh Lakish. So, the Gemara, no. He come with the Cholim, Heche the Katsari Lei Lehedya. It's only, when they say Cholim, when you cut it down the middle, a straight cut either horizontally or vertically, and it's attached at one end. You didn't completely cut it vertically or horizontally, left over some. There, you sew it right back up, it comes right back up. How come I skin on here? You're not cutting it that way. You're cutting it for shoelaces, remember, and for shoes. You cut it all around. Like say a varlo derech shivoyis. If you're going around, you're cutting all around, and all at the end you leave a little bit. That's not cholam already. You cut it all around, you leave a little bit. That's not enough. That's the answer to that kasha. Nacha kasha on Rav Shlakish. Masiv Rav Yirmiya. And if this sounds familiar, it's a good sign. It's the third time we're having the Mishnah. It's our Mishnah. Masiv Rav Yirmiya. You're skinning your animal. You make a tablecloth. The shear is Hayoyser mekedei achiza, more than kedei achiza, it's tahar. V'amai lemachalim, v'amai lemachalim. I'm not sure what the kasha is, but what? So the kasha is like this: when it says you do more than kedei achiza, it's tahara. Break the mara kasha lemachalim. What's the mara's kasha? So the words of the kasha is, I just told you that when I take a tomato and I cut it and I tear it, so if I leave something at the end, it's easy to sew back. So the kasha is, by behem also, when I do more kedei achiza, it's easy to sew back, right? What? Okay, so it's a pellet of the kasha. Tosis already asked the kasha. Look, Tosis. Hayoyis the achiza tara maya chalam. Tehim l'ri. Teheichi medama din diyad lahod ari bel'el. What shaykhis? So Tosis v'shleimah, nirul adam is teheichi the meaning of the or ha-karua choshev kemechubar. Or ha-karua, it's called mechubar, it's attached on the bottom. Ha-kanam neima the or ha-mufshel lechoshev kemechubar. Lava yaki lo yovashot. That's the Gemara's kasha. But still, it's not good dinim, because there I can sew back, here I can't sew back. You know what? That's the Gemara's territory. And for the Gemara, that when it comes off, it's oisin nipple, which means it comes off for good. It's not coming back on, and there's no way it's growing back, and therefore it's not a good dinim. That's the Gemara's territory. But Tosis gives a little flavor to the kasha. That if that's called a chibra, it's called a chibra yadu. No, there it's a chibra that I can sew back. Here it won't grow back. Once it comes off, it comes off. Let's see one more kasha for today's year. And we'll clean up more kashas in tomorrow's year. Another kasha, or Shlokish. Masiv, remember, Shlokish says that R is considered chalim, considered attached. Masiv, Rav Yosef, it says in our Mishnah, R shal atzavar, the skin that's on the tzavar, means you flayed it from the feet. You flayed it, you went through feet, past the stomach, past the chest, you're up to the tzavar. Is that called attached or not? Is that a yad? Machlokish. It's done. It's not a chibur anymore. And Rabbanan said it is a chibur. Frank the Marakasha, Rechem Ruhu says, ain't a chibur. Amai, acholim. V'koy. It's still attached. It's still attached. Omalei Abaya, aim a seifa. Zok, it says in a seifa, v'chomer m'chibur. Chom say it is a chibur. So you want to ask the kasha on Rabbi Rechem Ruhu, actually, Rabbanan is a riot to me. Elom Abaya, no, the whole thing doesn't start. If you held cholim, kulyam will be a chibur. And here, the pshat is that it's not even cholim over here. You know why? Because by the tzavar comes right off. Comes right off. Okay, so if that's the case, so what is the machlekes taka? So what's a tzad that should be a yad? Elam abaya, b'shoymer ha'osu l'natek. B'shoymer ha'osu l'natek b'elav kamifiki. Ma'asav ha'av ha'shoymer, that's called a shoymer like upon him. Ma'asav ha'lo ha'av ha'shoymer. The shayla is called a shomer or not, but about that this comes right off, and therefore it's not even if you hold cholim, it's not called cholim at here. Here's not cholim at all over here. So here, since it comes right off, it's not called cholim whatsoever. Al kaponim, that's the Mara's teretz. That avada, it's also natik. Therefore, kuliyam is not cholim. It's not called a chibur. And really, it shouldn't be. So what's pshat in the Rabbanon that say it's called a chibur? It's only not shomer. And the machlokes is, if a shomer also not a ve'elov, is have a shomer or not. To me, it bothers me in this Gemara is, why could the Gemara answer the same teretz before us, oisa nipol, but then what would be pshat in the Rabbanon? Either way, the Gemara's teretz is, that you have to say, to new machlokes, gabi shomer, osu, lenatek, and miyat shem, tomorrow's year, we'll start from Mosiv, Rebbe Yirmiyahu.